Okay, let's... Hello? Let's pray. Dear Lord, I pray that you will guide my words and our thoughts. Amen. I'm wondering if anyone is ready for a snack. Inside these pots are 5 different ingredients. Now, who's hungry and would like to have a taste from one of them? Would any of the younger generation? You will need to wear a blindfold. Is that okay? Yeah. Brilliant. Thanks. Brilliant. Thanks, Samuel. Right. Excuse me a minute while we put the blindfold on. Right, Samuel, if I took the foil off the pots, you'd be able to see what's in there. Just stand there a minute, don't go walking around. That might be a bit dangerous. You'd be able to pick and choose what you'd like to eat, but I'm not going to let you do that. That's why you're wearing a blindfold. So you won't be able to see what's in the pots. Now that you're blindfolded, I need to tell you, Samuel, that in some of these pots are foods that are good to eat, and in other pots there are things that are not so good to eat, and in one of the pots there is something that's definitely bad, no one should ever try to eat it. Now there are 5 pots, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Would you like to choose from one? Do you think that's a good idea? Or it's a bit hard because you don't know which pot has the good food in it and which pot has the dreadful stuff in it. So what if I said you can choose someone to help you? Is that a good idea? Yes. Brilliant. He said yes, in case you didn't hear him. Right. Someone who can see what's inside the pots and who'll tell you the truth about which pots are safe and which pots aren't. Who here today would you think would trust to help you? Sorry? Yeah, Sharon, would you mind? Thanks. So, while Samuel's still blindfolded, I'm going to uncover the pots so we can see what's inside them. I'm not doing them in any order. Right, do you want to have a look? This one's got the fat balls, which our local birds and squirrels love to eat. And this one, there's some tasty, golden, delicious apple. Yeah. This one has got some bits of broken pottery. Do you want to... This is the one that I'm sure everyone in the front row can smell, which is onion, even though it was sealed, double sealed. And this one's Twixes. Right. Okay, Samuel. Could you ask Sharon, your mum, to tell you which number pot of food has something good for you to eat in it? Well, you can choose. Sharon, do you want to help him? Yeah. ended up with the fat balls.
Oh, is this a good one?
Well, it's edible. If your mother will let you, you can have a Twix as well. Thanks. Shall we? Thank you, Samuel.
Oh, yeah.
Did you think your mum might have tricked you?
You knew which one I was going
to watch. She didn't exactly trick you, but she didn't choose your choice. He doesn't have to eat it. Thanks. Okay, thank you both. Right. You were right to trust your mum because she guided you well. In fact, perhaps better than you wanted. Right. She did help you to avoid eating something that was bad for you or even dangerous, like the fat balls or the pottery. Thank you again. Right, I think you get the idea of what's in the pots. Right, having someone we can trust to guide us when we don't know what to do so is helpful, isn't it? On our own, it can sometimes be really hard to know what's right and what is wrong. We need someone to help us who'll speak the truth to us, like Sharon did, when she said, actually, the apple is the healthy choice. In the Bible reading from John's Gospel, read so nicely by Carol, Jesus was having dinner with his disciples, his closest followers, the evening before he was to go to the cross. Jesus knew that in the following days and years, his followers would have many hard decisions to make and difficult situations to cope with. They would need someone to help them with those decisions and situations. Jesus promised to send them someone to guide them, to guide and teach his followers so that they could live in ways pleasing to God. Jesus told his followers that he would send them the Spirit of Truth. And that promise of Jesus came about on the day of Pentecost, the birthday of the worldwide church, which we remembered and celebrated last Sunday. That was the day when the Spirit of Truth was given to the first disciples. He came to live inside them, guiding them and teaching them day by day, speaking truth to them through the scriptures and their consciences, so that they could make good choices and live lives that would bring glory to Jesus. It's the same today. The Spirit of Truth is still being given to live inside followers of Jesus. He's the one who will guide and teach us day by day, speaking truth to us so that we can make good choices and live lives that bring glory to Jesus. The Spirit of Truth is usually called the Holy Spirit, God, the one who speaks to us as we read the Bible and pray, the one who speaks Jesus' words of truth to us and speaks our Heavenly Father's words of truth to us. So be encouraged today. As a follower of Jesus, you are not on your own, like Samuel was to start with, trying to work out what to do before Sharon came to help him. As a follower of Jesus, you've been given the Spirit of Truth, God Himself, to live inside you. At school, at college, at home, at work, during hard times, and with difficult decisions to make, as Darius described to some of us last week, the Holy Spirit will guide you day by day if you let Him, as you get to know Him better through prayer, worship, spending time with other Christians, and reading the Bible. at school, at college, at home, at work, if or when someone laughs at your Christian faith, tries to talk you out of it, or tries to persuade you to change your faith, the Holy Spirit will guide you how to reply and respond. The key thing is, are you listening? Are you letting the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, guide you?